be with you.
And with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter a sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere is a thief and a robber. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice. As the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger, they will run away from him, because they do not recognize the voice of strangers." Although Jesus used this figure of speech, the Pharisees did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, "Amen, amen, I say to you, I am the gate for the sheep. And all who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved, and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
How do we hear the God? How do we hear the shepherd? How do we hear the Lord in our lives? Well, I'll give you a little example. Last weekend, the St. Camillus Center for Pastoral Care at LA County and USC Hospital, and the director, Father Chris Bonnet, and I'm sure you've been here for his masses, they had an award ceremony and a fundraiser and for honoring Monsignor Clem, and from here, Jane and Phil Argento. So I went to attend. And of course, they have all sorts of things going on there, raffles, auctions. And they were coming around selling tickets for what they call the 50-50 auction, where when you buy a ticket, if you win, 50% of the funds go to the charity and 50% go to you. And so as they were coming around, I came to our table. And I said, "Oh, I have some money. I have about $40. Somebody said, "Give it to the church." Gave me a donation, said, "Give it to the church." I said, "Oh, well, I'll buy tickets and give it to the church." And in the back of my mind, I said, "If I win," but I never win any. You know, we never win anything. "If I happen to win, I'll give it back. Well, you know where this story goes, right? It's plain as anything. I won. And so as I went up, I said, "Here, Chris, it's back to you." That was in the back of my mind. And as I was leaving then the event, I was walking out and I said something, you know, I said, "Lord, are you playing games with me here? Was this really you in working all this?" And sometimes we're not aware of where God is in these moments. It was a moment of grace. It was a moment of something in the spirit was moving. Was it moving the man who said, "You know, here's some money for the church"? Was it moving the point if somebody came to the table? It was all those things. And sometimes we're not aware of how God is operating in our lives. And I just had to laugh. I said, "Lord, you're just operating here. I don't know what's going on, but have that as it will." And St. Ignatius has a way of helping us to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd. And he calls it the examine. And it's a very simple process. You sit down and pray, open your heart, maybe at the end of the day, middle of the day, and you review your day. Now you can do this as you can review the week, you can review your life, but you review part of what's going on. And the idea is, where did I miss God in my day or in my week? So you take time to review certain things. And it could be as simple as a phone call from a good friend or a relative. It could be out in nature. It could be a sunrise, a sunset. It could be interrelationships. It could be kindness that somebody has extended to you, somebody in outreach. But what you do is review the day. And you calm down, you calm yourself, you review the day, you review those moments. Where did I miss God in my day? And maybe you find out where that is. And a sense of gratitude comes in. That's what I did. It's the, oh Lord, you were there, and I'm grateful. You focused my attention. Before it was perhaps on the event or whatever was going on, but you focused back in a sense of gratitude. So I'd like us to do that for a few moments right now. Just get comfortable where you are. Kind of breathe a little bit, relax. Sit quietly in God's presence. You breathe in and you breathe out. And just focus on some moments of perhaps this morning, getting ready to come to Mass, or yesterday. What was going on? What were moments that you call to mind? Just take your time in reviewing those moments. Maybe there's a special moment that comes to mind. Where was the Spirit of God that maybe you failed to recognize in that moment? And if you saw the Spirit of God in that moment or that event, how do you respond? And a prayer of gratitude to God for those moments. We're listening for God. Listening for the Spirit of God. Hoping to discover a sense of gratitude. Gratitude to God for all that He does for us, even in the busyness or the distractions of our lives. He is present. The meditation is called the examen, E-X-A-M-E-N, not an examination of conscience,
but an examine of your day or your week or your life. Meant to inspire us to find God in our daily lives, even in the mundane. I once did this at a parish that I was in many years ago. I still remember the event. And a man came up to me and said, "Father, thank you for doing that. Last week, my daughter got married, and in the hustle and bustle of everything, we were so distracted. And this gave me a time to give gratitude and see what really went on." So that's the idea behind it, to find a sense of gratitude and find God in our lives. Anybody want to share anything? I know we all love to share. Any moment? I'll share a moment. I just loved hearing the baby in the back. Thank God for little babies. Thank God for children. But it's a meditation we can all use to stop and focus and become aware and become aware of God's grace in our lives, even when we're distracted or not paying attention. It's meant to focus us, pay attention, to hear the voice of our Lord, to hear the voice of the Good Shepherd. God is with us. God is with us. The Spirit of God is with us. We just have to sometimes open our eyes, open our ears, and open our hearts. That's what the Lord wants from us, to pay attention, to experience the grace of God in our lives, and to pray in gratitude for all that He has given us. Amen.